We begin the current daf Masech Nedarim daf Hey Amud Aleph. We begin three lines down from Tam of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, and that is Shmuel explained regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, which is split up into two different parts. It says, if someone says Mudrani Mimcha or Mefreshani Mimcha, Merachaki Mimcha, all words of being distanced from someone else, and then it also said Shani Toyim Loch or Shani Eichelach. So on that, Shmuel said it's really one long sentence. In other words, you have three choices from the first half of the sentence, you have two choices in the second half of the sentence, but it's one long sentence to be usher as a yad for Nadar. Now, that the Gemara assumed originally in its question that sounds like because if you only had Madrani by itself, that wouldn't be even the Yadayim to be Mechiach, that this is trying to say what you want to say as a Nadar. And therefore, on its own, it wouldn't be usher only because you concluded the statement with Shani Eichelach, Shani Taimloch. Does that indicate that it's at least a yad, hence becoming us as a nether? On that, the Gemara asked from Baraisis, where we see clearly that if you have just one of them, even just Madrani Mimcha or Mefreshani Mimcha, that will create a yad as a nether to be us even without the end of the statement. So the Gemara revised Shmuel's statement and said that you're right, Madrani on its own would be us. But the reason why Shmuel was saying that the halacha of a Mishnah is only when it's one long sentence is to say that only because it's one long sentence will the person be usher, and the friend who he's making the neder from will be permitted to him. Because it's obviously one way. It's saying, I'm mudr or mufrish from you, that I'm not going to eat from you, or that I'm going to taste from you. But if you only say mudrani mimcha, it's heimach, only to say I'm forbidden in the neder from you, then actually, as the Gemara backed this up from the Aloch of Rebbe Yosef B'Chanina, if you say mudrani heimach, as we explained from the run on the top of the summit from the previous staff, that indicates that both of them are going to be Asr. So the halacha of our Mishnah that's saying it's a one-way Isr is only because you concluded the statement Shani Eichelach, Shani Taimlach. But if you would only say Madrani Mamach by itself, then both would be Asr. Again, as we explained, which is important for the Gemara's questions coming in now, is because when you say Mudrani, which means Mudr Ani, Mimach, just like when I say that I'm forbidden from you, you doesn't mean just you, your body means all your stuff, so too when I say that mudrani, that I'm forbidden from you, me, means also all my stuff. Now, what does that mean? All my stuff cannot have enough from you. My stuff are not having enough from you. Only I would have enough from you. And if I'm including my stuff in the nether, means to say that you're also forbidden from my stuff. And that was the understanding in the halacha of Bris Bechanina, which would then be the explanation for Shmuel in our Mishnah, why he's saying it's one long sentence, to say because only then it's going to be one way. But if you only said mudrani mech on its own, then it would be a two-way essay. And that's why Gemara continues and asks, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah later on the Vim Zayin Mabez. The Mishnah says, if someone tells somebody else, Hareini Alecha Cherem, that I am to you as a Cherem, which is something forbidden, it's a term of a nether. So Hamud or Asr, the one that he said that I'm Cherem to you, I'm like something forbidden to you, that person becomes Asr from him. Now the inference is, as the Gemara asks, Avomadr Loi. But the one who made the nether to the other person, saying, I'm a cherem to you, the one who said that doesn't become forbidden from that other person's things. It's just that person becomes forbidden from his. Now, as the Ran explains, the Gemara's question is why? We should say that when he says, Hareini Alecha cherem, that I am on you a cherem, that should also include his friend and his stuff. Because when you say Alecha, I am on you doesn't mean just you. On you means also your stuff, because just like Hareini, that I am on you, Acherim. Now, I am doesn't mean just me, it means all my stuff. Therefore, Alecha also means all your stuff. Now, what is your stuff? Are not going to have enough for me? Your stuff doesn't have enough. Obviously, it means to say that I'm going to be also in your stuff too. Because that's exactly the logic of Rabbi Yisrael Bechanin's Alecha that we explained by Mudrani Hamach. So if Rabbi Yisrael Chanina's explanation is correct, which is the foundation for explaining Shmuel's Halacha in our Mishnah, then why would that Mishnah later on say, which the inference is, only Hamudr Asr, but the Madr is not? So now the Gemara answers, you're right, Kagun de Parish, we have to explain that Mishnah's talking about where you specified Va'at Olai Loi, but you on me not. So that's why it's only the Mudr that's Asr, the one who's made the Neder too, but it doesn't go the way back. But the Gemara asks, but that same Mishnah says, At olai cherem, the other way around. Someone tells to his friend, you are to me like cherem. You're something forbidden to me. So the Mishnah says, Hanoidirasa, the one who made the neder is forbidden, because he's saying that that should be forbidden to him. Now the inference is, Avamudur Lai, but the one who the neder was made on, that his stuff should be to that who was making the neder as a Isser, he's not forbidden to have an off from that other person. Now the question is why? The same logic of Reis B'chadina should apply. You should say a lie when I say you are on me. Who's on me? Just like you means all your stuff is forbidden to me, like a cherem, so on me means also all my stuff. Now, what does that mean? That would mean, obviously, that the mudur is also becoming asur, because his nechasim is not having anah from this person. Must be that it's a two-way thing, just like we explained the logic of mudrani heimach. Now, not the Gemara answers, as in the previous, Kagain de Parsh, it's talking about, like he specified, but me on you not, that's why it's only one way and not both ways. However, the Gemara asks on this. Avostamamai, so what are you saying? By both inferences, you're saying that it's only one way because you have to say it's talking about that the guy specified, but not the other way too. But if that's the case, avostamamai, but you're saying that it, if nothing was specified, then you're saying Shnei Masrum, that they both would be forbidden because, like Rabbi Yisrael Bachanin's halacha, even if you just say Mujrani ani mimcha, it's going to work both ways because the understanding is both by me and by you, it means stuff. So therefore, what does stuff have of being having Hanah? It doesn't. It means the other person's being us and that other person's stuff. Not the question is, but look at the end of that Mishnah on the Mem Zayin base. It says, so up until now it said one way Isur. Then the Mishnah says, if someone says, Hareini Alecha, I am an on you, like a Cherem. Va'at Alai and you a Cherem on me, so Shnei Masrin, both are forbidden because it's going both ways. Now the understanding is, Hadein Hu Shnei Masrin. Such a case, both would be Asa. Hastama, but if it was just generic, saying that At Olai, or the other way, that Ana Allah, that then, Hu Asa B'chavei Mutter, that then he would be forbidden and his friend would be permitted because it would be only one way. It's only when you say, me on you and you on me. But if you only said one way, even if you didn't specify that it shouldn't work the other way, then it would be permitted. But that refutes the halacha of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, which is the foundation of Shmuel in our Mishnah, saying that even if you only said Mudrani Mimcha, it would be both ways. We see from that Mishnah, no, you have to specify both ways to be asa both ways. So therefore the Gemara revises. Eli, you're right. Hachi itmed Rabbi Yisrael Chanina. We have to explain the halacha of Rabbi Yisrael Chanina that Mudr ani lacha. And here's where it becomes important in how you say the word. If a person says, I am forbidden as a neder to you, then Shnei Masrim. That's what the Rabbi Yisrael Chanin was saying, that then both of them are forbidden. The reason being, as Duran explains, the word lacha, A, it means to you, which means to say that my assets are forbidden to you. And the word lacha also means from you. And therefore, it's going to be us or both ways when you say the words mudani lacha. But mudrani heimach, when you say that I am asa as a neder, heimach, from you, that's only going to be one way, and that's not both ways, as seems clear from the Mishnah that in and that we quote in the Mem Zayin Mabez, hu asa v'chaver mutter, he's going to be forbidden, but his friend's going to be mutter, as the Mishnah clearly said, because it's only two ways the Mishnah said. And if you say that it should be me on you and you on me, but if it only says mudrani heimach, then it's going to be one way. So that's the understanding of Rabbi Yisrael B'chadin's halacha, why it's not contradicted by the Mishnah. Now that the Gemara asks, but v'hamasnitin, the question is on Shmuel now. Our Mishnah, diktani heimach, which said heimach, mudrani heimach, not locha, heimach, from you, which means to say, as we just clearly illustrated from the Mishnah, as we explained for Bias B'chanina, that it's going to be only one way. And yet, v'kimna l'masnitin l'shmuel, yet we explained on the previous stuff, that what is the interpretation of Shmuel? That he says, Bekulon, regarding all the first halves of the sentences, Madrani ani lecha, then Mufreshani mimach, and all the different cases, he said, it's only going to be a valid neder as a yad. Only if you have the second half of the sentence, that of what I will eat from you, or will taste from you, only then did we say, Hu de asa v'chever mutter. Again, we explained the previous daf. Clearly, if you say only Madrani or Ani Oichal, both of them are going to be usher in its own right. But he said, this that I want to tell you that it's only going to be the halacha of the Mishnah, if it's one long sentence, only then will it be that he'll be forbidden, but his friend will be permitted. Alva b'madrani heimach, but if he only had the first half, which one of the cases are mudrani heimach, that I am in the state of neder from you, that shneihem asurim, Shmuel said, because then, if you didn't have one long sentence, then both of them would be forbidden. But that's refuted from the way we just explained from that mission of Mimzayin Mabez. Beis Bechanina makes sense, because we're saying he's only by, when you say mudrani lecha, when are they both going to be asur? When you say lecha, which means both ways. But heimach only sounds one way, but that refutes the halach of Shmuel, because if that was the case and Madran Nemech was only one way, then why does it have to be one long sentence? If, as we clearly illustrated from the previous stuff in the Brises, that each one is usher in its own right, and moreover, as we clearly illustrating from the mission of Mimzayin Mabez, that Mudrani Heimach is also only one way, it's only Lachal is two ways, then why say it's one long sentence? Say each one is its own Isser, and they're both the same idea. They're both going to be a one-way Isser. Shani Oichalach is one way, and Mudrani Heimach is only one way. So why does Shmuel have to say that's one long sentence? So El Rav, the Gemara says, a different interpretation of Shmuel. Mikara de Shmuel Hachitma. Originally, the halacha of Shmuel is like this. Taimer de Amar Shani Oichalach b'Shani Taimloch. As we explained from the Ran, the previous staff, Shmuel had to say it's one long sentence because there was only one word Aser at the end. It didn't say Aser, Aser two times. Now, and that Shmuel comes to explain, so why is it? Why do we have to say it's one long sentence? If, as we explained the Brises, that Madrani is its own neder, own yad of neder, and Ani Oichalach is only also one yad of neder. So on that Shmuel is coming to say, because only when you have it one long sentence, then who de ain hu asa ela bechile, then it's when it's going to be that his yad of neder is going to make him forbidden only in eating, because he ended off with Oichal, Toyim, words of eating. But Hamadrani Mimach, but if it only had the first half, I am in the state of neder from you, then asa filbana, then it would be forbidden even in Hana. And that's why we have to that's why we have to say it's one long sentence, to say that there are going to be one isra of eating. Because if you said only Madrani Mimcha, it would be different than Shani Oichalach. Because Madrani Mimcha on its own would be forbidden even in more than that, even Hana. And then, as the Ran explained in the previous staff, then the one word asr cannot convey two different types of isurim, one being just eating and one being even Hana. Now, the chiddush of this version of Shmuel is that although it's Yedayim She'enon Mechichis, which means to say that they're not clear what you're trying to say, because she'ani medrani mimcha, what does it mean that I'm a freshani or merchak mimcha, still it's going to be yad. And because of that, since it's not clear what you really want to say with this neder, you want to say a neder, but do you want to say achila? What do you want to say hana? Since it's not clear, therefore we're going to extend it even to mean, even more than just eating, to mean any pleasure from that person. And that's the chiddush of this version of Shmuel, that yadayim shen mechisik are yadayim, and therefore it means to whatever extent that vague, ambiguous term can mean, even to be asbana. And again, that's why it has to be one long sentence to say that it's going to be both the same halacha of just achila. Because had it been separate, then they would mean two different halachas, one of achila, one of anna. On this interpretation, the Gemara still asks, ihachi, if that's the interpretation of Shmuel, well then, lema Shmuel hachi. Shmuel should have said different words. In other words, how could Shmuel have said, as we quoted his words before, ad sheyoymer, that this halacha mudrani mimcha of the Mishnah is only unless he says and ends it off with shani oichal or shani toyim, which sounds like that if you don't say shani oichal shani toyim, that then it wouldn't be aser as a yad of a neder just with the first half of the sentence, but to the contrary. If he doesn't end up with Shani Oichal or Shani Toyim, then it's actually going to be even more Aser, because we're saying it includes even Hana. So then actually, Shmuel should have said a different words. He should have said, if this is the interpretation like we're explaining, he should have said, Ve'im lo yom, and the Girsa takes out the word Ela. And if he didn't say Shani Oichal loch v'Shani Toyim loch, if he didn't say the end, then the Girsa changes the next four words to Asaf Elabana. It shouldn't say, until he says it, then it's going to be this halacha. Because that sounds like you're saying that it's not Asa until you say that. It's not true. It's actually going to be even more. It's going to be Asa even Bahana, even for pleasure. So therefore, that can't be the interpretation of what Shmuel means to say, that you need to have the end of the sentence to have the halacha. So El Rav, the Gemara says, Hachitma. Rather, it's like we had originally posited for what the Shmuel means to say. Truthfully, it's like we first started off in the Gemara on the previous daf, that when you don't say Shani Oichalach, it's actually going to be permitted. Now, that Shmuel comes to explain. time of the Amar Shani Oichloch Bashani Taimloch. It's only because it's one long sentence in the Halach of our Mishnah where you concluded with of what I'm gonna eat from you or what I'm gonna taste from you, then who the asr, that's when the yad's gonna be a yad to be asr as a neder from the other person. But if he only said the first half of the sentence that I'm in a state of neder from you, it's not clear that he's even saying that he's forbidden from the other person. In other words, for it to be considered yadayim that are not mechichis. And therefore, because since it's yadayim shein mechichis, since it's not clear, what do you mean to say with it? Is it a yad? Is it not a yad? Meaning, a yad means to say that you're taking the handle of the cup. You're obviously taking the whole cup. You say part of a sentence, it's clear that you wanted to end off with these words, you just didn't say it. Here it's not so clear what you mean to say with these words, as the Gemara will illustrate, Madranim of Rishani. Therefore, that's why the Tanav Mishnah is saying that that's not a yad at all, and that's what Shmuel's come to explain, until you say the end of the sentence, Shani Oichel, Shani Tem. Oh, now it's clear, it's Mechiach. It's obvious what you're trying to say for this to be a yad, then it's going to be us as a nether. Now, my time, what's the reason? Why is it Yadayim She'ena Mechiches? It's not indicative. Because Mudanim Emcha, when the person says, I'm in a state of nether from you. Now, maybe that means, Loi Mishti'ina Ba'adach Mashma. Maybe that means to say that I'm not going to talk with you. When he says, Mefreshanim Emcha, I'm going to be separated from you. Maybe it means to say, Dlavina Emach Masamat Mashma. Maybe it means to say, I'm not going to do business dealings with you. When he says, Merchak Memcha, I'm going to be distant from you. Maybe it means to say, Deloi ki imna b'dalat amas delach mashma, that I'm not going to be in your dalat amas, in your four cubic amas. And therefore, since it's not clear, and that's what Shmuel's coming to explain, that he holds, Yadayim she'ein mechiches, when you're saying something that sounds like you're saying more, but it's not clear what you want to say, that's not a yad. And therefore, since it can mean something else, talking with him, doing business with him, so it's not a neder, and you're not going to be usher from the other person. Therefore, he has to explain the Mishnah as one long sentence that's saying that only when you end of Shani Eichel Shani Taim, now it's clear what your Yad is trying to say, only then will you be usher. Now, as the Ram points out, we had originally posited this approach, but we fell off from this approach because of Bryce's that said clearly that just saying Shani, that Mudrani Mimcha, Mefreshani Mimcha, Memchak Mimcha, will make a person usher and a neder from his friend. So that the Ran explains that since, as the Gemara will shortly quote, that it's a machlekes tanoim, if yadayim she'ena mechiches, are yadayim or not, so you could say, that's not a difficulty on Shmuel from those brises, because you could say the tanas of those brises held that yadayim she'ena mechiches are yadayim, and therefore just saying medrani memcha is going to be yasa. But on that, where Shmuel comes to be medayik from the Mishnah, and he says that obviously the tanah of a Mishnah holds that yadayim she'ena mechiches are not yadayim. Now, the reason is that when we had originally asked from the Brises on Shmuel was because we thought that they're not even going to be Yadayim. And that's what the Gemara asked from the Brises, that we see clearly that they are Yadayim. But now the Gemara's approach is not that they're as much as that it's not Yadayim, it is Yadayim, but your Yadayim she'in mechichis. On that, Shmuel is going like the Tanoic interpretation that holds Yadayim she'in mechichis are not Yadayim. And his inference, as the Gemara will shortly explain, is from the Mishnah, that it holds Yadayim she'in mechiches are not Yadayim. And that's why it has to be one long run-on sentence, because just saying Madrani Mimcha, Mefreshan Mimcha, would not make a person aser as a neder from his friend. So that's what the Gemara continues in explaining this interpretation of Shmuel. Lema, let's say, Kesavah Shmuel, obviously Shmuel holds, Yadayim she'in mechiches, Lam Yadayim, is that indicative that Shmuel holds that when you have a partial statement, which is not clear really what you want to say, is it saying that you don't want to have pleasure from that person? Is it saying you just don't want to have business with him? That he holds that's not considered a yad, and hence he's not us as a neder from the person? Nothing more says in yes. Shmuel mukum lo lemasdin k'Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel asserts that the town of a Mishnah is like a Yehuda. The Amad that he says, Yadayim she'ein mechiches lam yadayim, that unclear, vague, ambiguous yadayim are not considered yadayim, and therefore you're not us, just with the first half of the sentence of Madran Mimcha. Did not like learn the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. The Mishnah there brings the following machlokes. Tanakama says that the gufa shel get, the prime text of a get, is just the words, Harei at muteres l'chol adam. You are permitted to every single person. And they don't hold, like the Mishnah will quote, like the Gemara is going to quote from the Mishnah. And you don't have to write the words Vedain and so on as the Mishnah is going to quote from Yehuda. The reason being is, even if you don't say these extra words, that it's still going to be clear that you want a divorce with this get. Because even though the Yadayim She'ein Mechiches, it's not clear exactly who you want to divorce, how you want to divorce. Still, the Tanna Kamma holds, Yidayim She'en Mechichis are Yidayim. So therefore, since although it's not clear, it's still vague, but it's considered Yad. And by just saying, and you didn't say how you want to divorce, or even though you're handing over the get, it's not Muchach, but that's considered Yad nonetheless. Now Rabbi Huda Aymer, Rabbi Huda however says, and this is who we're saying Shmuel says the Tanna and Mishnah is like, he says you can't just write Harit Mates L'chol Adam. You also have to write V'dein Diyahave L'chi Minoi, and this document that you're receiving from me is a Sefer Teruchin, is a scroll of separation, the Igeres Shavukin, and a scroll of abandonment. Now, the reason is because Rabbi Huda holds that if you don't write these words V'dein, so then, as we explained there, Yadayim She'en Mechichah is not clear. Why is it not clear? Because maybe the person wants a divorce with the words that he's saying. And however, a person cannot divorce. It has to be safe or crease. It has to be with a document. So though you're giving a get, but you're saying, Hareat Mates L'chol Adam, we don't know if you're divorcing with the document or with the words. Since it's unclear, so therefore it's Yadayim She'en Mechichah. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to say that this should be the document that's divorcing you. Then it's going to be Yadayim Mechichah. And then you're divorced. And that's how Shmuel interprets our Mishnah. Now, that's what the Gemara asks. Amai dochik Shmuel lok mil masnin, Rabbi Yehuda. What pressed Shmuel to explain the Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda? Where, therefore, Shmuel said that Mujani Mimcha will not work on its own. It's only if it's going to be one long sentence of ending with Shani Eichel or Shani Toim Loch, which that makes it Yadayim Mechichas, but without that, since the Yadayim She'en Mechichas, it won't work because the Mishnah is going like a Behuda. Why? Look with Rabbanan. Let him say the Tanna of the Mishnah is like Rabbanan, where it sounds like actually that they're two different categories, they're own Isurim, that each one on its own would create an Isur of Neder, and because the Rabbanan hold, Avagav the Yadayim Mechichas, even though they're not clearly proven what you're trying to say, but Rabbanan hold that they are going to be Yadayim. So why does Shmuel qualify the Mishnah? Because he's learning it like Rabbi Yehuda, learning it like the Rabbanan, then you don't have to qualify it. So Amar Rava says, Masnitin Kashise, Shmuel was bothered by the wording of the Mishnah. Amai Tani, why did the Mishnah learn? Shani Oichel Loch, Shani Tayim Loch. Why did it say that, and that I'll be forbidden from what I'm going to eat from you or taste from you? Listeni Shani Oichel, or Shani Tayim. In other words, if it had taught it without the word Loch, then we would have understood from that, just by saying the word Shani Toim or Shani Eichel, that it's going to create an Is of Neder. From that we would have heard, like the opinion of the Rabbanan, that even though it's Eina Mechiches, Shani Toim, who? Although you're looking in this direction, you didn't say Loch, still, although it's not Mechiach, but it's still going to be Yadayim. Now, the reason being is because although, as the Ran explains this, obviously you start off your sentence with Madrani Mimcha, because Shmuel holds, and that was his inference of the whole understanding, that it's one long sentence, because it only says the word usser at the end. And still, in spite of that, that if someone says that this word, what I'm going to, shani oichel, I'm going to eat, without saying the word lacha, loch, this still ain't a mechichis. They're still not clear. Because you could say, as the Ran gives a few different options, maybe the big sentence, madrani mimcha, means I'm not going to talk with you, shani oichel, if I eat today. Doesn't mean that I'm making a neder that I'm not going to eat from you. Madrani mimcha, making a neder that what? Doesn't say that I'm not going to talk with you. Shani oichel. What do you mean shani oichel? If I eat today or until such and such a day. Now, rather, it does say the word loch. Now, why does it say that? It specifically says loch, and this is what Rav is explaining for Shmuel to tell you it's only because he said loch. But if you said madrani mimcha shani oichel without the word loch, then the neder would not be chal. Why not? Because then it would be Yadayim She'en and Mechichas, and Yadayim She'en and Mechichas, the time that the Mishnah holds, are not Yadayim Shema Minah, Be'in and Yadayim Mechichas. Obviously, from the fact that it says the word Loch, the time of the Mishnah obviously holds you need to have Yadayim, partial statements that are clearly illustrating what you're trying to say. And who is that? That's like a Behuda. But if it's like a Behuda, then you have to say Mujanim Amcha is not its own Isser. It's only with a continuation of Shani Oichelach or Shani Taimlach. Now, Itma, we learn that regarding this halacha of Yadayim She'en Mechichas, it's a machlokes amaram. Abaya mehavin Yadayim, he says, even though it's not clear, it is going to be a yad for a nether. Rav amalayim Yadayim, he says, it's not going to be Yadayim. Now, Amar Rav says, this is what I'm saying, that Yadayim She'en Mechichas are not Yadayim. Reb Idi Asbrali, he explained to me the logic and the source for this halacha. Because Amakar, the pasuk says in Mamidbar, Nazir lahazir l'Hashem, that if a person takes a vow to become a Nazir for Hashem, now, what do you see from that pasuk is that Makesh Yadis Naziris l'Naziris, that we equate, we compare the halacha of Yadis of Nazir to when someone takes a full-fledged Neder of a Nazir. The reason being is because, as the Gemara previously had explained in the previous staff, that the halacha of Yadis is learned out from those words, from Lahazir. That's how we know, on the Afgim HaManav, the Gemara explains, you know, so you see the pasuk that's talking about becoming a Nazir itself, and Yadis, which are learned out from those words itself, from Nazir Lahazir, which tells you Yadis, so it's together, it's in the same pasuk, and there's a hekesh between those two concepts. We never have two concepts in the same pasuk. So what are they being compared to? So, man is Ziris Bafla. Just like when someone wants to become a Nazir, he has to clearly distinguish what it is that he's taking on as a Naziris. As the Gemara explains in Masechtas Nazir, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, Tarfon says that if someone sees his friend and says, look, I'm going to be in the, I see he has long hair, I see he's not drinking wine, I'm not sure, but if he's a Nazir, I'm a Nazir too. Now, at that point in time, he didn't know if the person was a Nazir. So in that, the Gemara says from Tarfon, even if later on it's revealed that he was a Nazir, his vow of Naziris, this other person, will not take effect. The reason being is because at the time that he took the Naziris, you need to have hafla. You need to have distinction, differentiation, clarity. And he didn't have that because he didn't really know if he's a Nazir or not. Now, therefore, the Hekesh of the Pasuk from Nazir to Yad of Naziris is saying that just like Naziris has to have hafla, now, so too, that hafla applies av Yadis Naziris b'hafla. So too, when you're doing a halacha of Yad, it also has to be clear. Now, the Ran explains, it's not from the halacha of hafla itself, meaning when you have to know, let's say, for example, if that person, let's say, saying a partial statement of if that person is a Nazir, that you don't need the hekesh for, because then you wouldn't think that the halacha of Yadis and Naziris would be better than Naziris itself. Of course, if you're becoming a Nazir, it has to be clear what you're taking on, for sure that a halacha applies to the Yad of Naziris too. Rather, it must be telling us a different halacha of Afla that we're going to compare Yad of Naziris to Naziris, which apply particularly to Yadis, which is that the term of the Yadis have to be Muflom and Mufarashim, they have to be Meichichis. They have to be clear that what you're trying to take on with that Yad. Now, the Ran explains that truthfully is that according to the Rabban who argue in Reb Tarfon over there, and they say that by Naziris you don't need Afla, so then it's true, according to them, you don't even need the Hekesh that the Gemara is quoting over here of Yadis Naziris to Naziris. Rather, the actual Hafla that it says in the Pasuk by Naziris obviously only pertains to Yadis, which that's what needs the Hafla, because Naziris itself does not need Hafla. Now, our Gemara that says you learn that from Hekesh is only because of Reb Tarfon to say a Chiddush, that even according to Reb Tarfon, who says that the term of Hafla, you need it for the primary halacha of Naziris and not for Yadis, still you'll know it from a Hekesh. So therefore, that's what Rava is saying, that Rav Adda explained to me that this halacha that has to be Dayim Mechichis, you know from the halacha of comparing Yadis Naziris to Naziris, just like Naziris has to be clear, so too the Yad of Naziris has to be clear. Now, on this machlek is a bayin Rava, the Gemara says, seemingly as we quoted just previously, Leime Beplok, did you read Rabbanah chemically? Let's say this is what they're arguing in the same machlokes as the Tanoim from the Mishnah Gittin that we quoted before. Did not, like we learned in the Mishnah. It says, Gufa Yishal Ged, Tanakama holds the text of the Ged is, Hareyat Materes L'chol Adam, you're permitted to every single person. And you don't have to say anything more than that, although it's not Mechiach. Rabbi Hudaimi says, no, you also have to say, V'din di Yahavi L'chi Minoy, and this is which is from me to you, should be a Sefer Teruchin, V'get Peturin, it should be a divorce document, V'ger Shavukin, and it's a scroll of abandonment. That's Rabbi Huda holds. Now, seemingly as the Gemara explained before, Shmuel who holds Yidayim She'en Mechichas are not Yidayim, is like Rabbi Huda. Whereas Rabbanan, the Tanakhama, seem to be saying that it is going to be Yidayim. So on that, the Gemara says, Abaya Domek Rabbanan, seemingly Abaya, who says that Yidayim She'en Mechichas are Yidayim, are like Rabbanan, who you don't have to say more than that, even though it's En Mechichas. Rava Domek Rabbi Huda, Rava, just like Shmuel, seemingly is like Rabbi Huda, who says Yidayim She'en Mechichas are not Yidayim. So on that, the Gemara says, no, each one could say that I'm like either one of the Tanoim. Amlech Abaya would tell you, I know that I'm Rabbi Huda, I, who I say Yudaim Shein Mechichas are Yudaim, could be even like Rabbi Yehuda. Because Ad Kan Lakam Rabbi Yehuda Be'in and Yudaim Mechichas, where do we find Rabbi Yehuda says you need to have clearly what the partial statement is coming to tell us? That's Elagabe Get. We find he says this halacha in the context of a Get. Now the reason is because the Be'in and Krisis Velakam. The halacha is you have to write a Sefer Krisis. Krisis means severed, totally separate. Now, that means to say there has to be clearly a distinction between the two people. And so there is where Yehuda says you need Yudaim Mechichas. Aval Ba'ama Mishamadle. But who said in other contexts, for example, in the halacha of Naziris on the Dharm, that you have to have Yudaim Mechichas? Maybe he would agree to me that Yudaim Shein Mechichas are Yudaim. Now, Rav Amma, he would say, Anodam Refel Rabbanon, I could be even like Rabbanon. Because Ad Kan Lakam Rabbanon, Dulloy Bein Yudaim Mechichas, although I say you need to have Yudaim Mechichas. And yet we find Rabban who say that Yudaim Shein Mechichas are okay. And that's Elagabe Get. That's only because of the halacha when someone is giving his wife a get. Why would that be different? As the Gemara continues, on the top of Avmeralf, because the in other megarishes eshes chaver, a person doesn't divorce his friend's wife, so it's what's called muchach minei obey. Even if the term that you're using, the objects that you're using, are yudaim she'ein mechiches, but it is mechiach, because who are you fooling? Who are you divorcing? Your friend's wife? Of course you're divorcing her. That's why the rabbanon say you don't have to write more than hareat mataras chaladim. But in general, did we hear that the Rabban would hold that it doesn't have to be mechichas? Of course, you have to be mechichas. You can't be vague and ambiguous because then it has no meaning whatsoever, and therefore they could be like me. Now, one point the Ram points out is that it sounds like the way the Gemara just described the opinion of the Rabban according to Rava, that it's because the person doesn't divorce his friend's wife. It sounds like according to Rava that the machlokes that between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is in the word that Rabbi Yehuda adds on of minoi, which is coming from me, which is that Rabbi Yehuda requires this to say it's from me, and the Rabbanon don't need this. That's what they're arguing about, because the Rabbanon say, no, you don't need to say from me, because who am I divorcing? My friend's wife? Of course I'm divorcing my wife. So therefore I don't have to say minoi. Now the difficulty with this is because the actual parallel sugya in Masechtas Gittin daf Pehem Abayis sounds like their machlekes is regarding the word vidain, which is in regards to the text of the get. The Rabbi Yehuda requires you have to say vidain in this document, because if you didn't say that, then we would say that maybe he's really divorcing her with the words. He's just giving a piece of paper along with it. But he wants to divorce her with his words. And the Rabbanan are not concerned with that. No, we know, even though Tzidam Shein Mechicha said you're divorcing with the document. So what are they really talking about? Are they talking about, now we're not sure, is it me versus my friend? Or is the discussion at hand there, Machlekes, is that how am I divorcing her? With my words or with the document? So that the Ran says it's not a difficulty, because actually these two sugyas actually complement each other. Because actually the Machlekes of Yudaim Shein Mechichas apply to both points. And here our Machlekes in this sugya in Masechtas Nedarim pertains to that which is regards toward Minoi, which is it me or is it my wife's friend? Or is it my friend's wife? And there the Gemara Masechtas Gittin explains it regarding, is it the text of the document or is it his words? And that's regarding Dain, but it's not a contradiction. It's actually on both points. And our sugya, the way Rav explains it, only reflects regarding the topic of Minoi, of a person is not Megarish as Eishes Chavera. And therefore, Rav says, you could say that everyone would agree that you need Yudaim Mechichas, but the Rabban who hold that you don't need over there, that's by get, because everyone knows that a person is not Megarish as Eishes Chavera, so you don't need to have over here Yudaim Mechichas.